Well, boys and girls, put your hand up if you've heard of the word evolution. Oh boy, I think just about everyone puts their hands up.
So this story comes from the Raw story. Creationist Ken Ham picks fight with NASA's John Glenn. You cannot turn an amoeba into an astronaut. And I have to admit that there's a certain amount of irony to a man whose face has more craters than the moon.
Oh, Jesus.
That's so mean.
It is true, though.
Try to pick a fight with astronauts.
It is true. And people do some extensive mapping on the craters of his face. Yeah, I think one of the things that he says in here is interesting. He says, if God used evolution to create, then he used a process of millions of years of death, disease, bloodshed, and suffering to create life. And I'm thinking, didn't he fucking drown everybody the way you think it happened? Didn't he fucking drown all the puppies in the world, you asshole?
You know, it's funny that he admits that to me. Like, that he admits that that's a problem.
Yeah.
That that's a problem in your narrative. And he's like, look, man, unless all of, like, my toothpicks undergirding this foundation of bullshit upon which I've built my life, unless they're solid, which they're not, Ham, then all these other horrible things must be true. And I think there's, like, it's almost distressingly honest that he can identify that all of these things are real and significant problems with your theology unless this one thing, this one tiny little thing helps prop this shit up. And he's looking at it like, well, don't you see why it must be true? It must be true because it's true. He's basically saying it's true because the alternative is that it's horrible.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that doesn't make a thing true.
Like, or yeah, it doesn't make a thing not true. Yeah,
right.
Either way,
it doesn't have any relationship to the truth.
It doesn't
claim.
Even matter.
Well, right.
Horrible things happen all the time. Non-horrible things happen all the time. And you just fucking got to suck that shit up. And to be honest, read your book, dude. Some horrible shit happens all
right.
the fucking time.
It's unbelievable that he would actually say that. Like, that he would go through that motion and be like, look, man, if evolution is true, then all the rest of my fucking world is going to crash down around me, and I'm going to have to accept that this is all nonsense.
And Glenn himself said, he's like, it doesn't mean it's any less wondrous if it doesn't mean that there isn't some power greater than us that has been behind it and is behind whatever's going on. So Glenn clearly is sort of making a reference to being, you know, quasi-religious or something. And he's
right.
saying, like, look, you know, it doesn't, just because you understand how something works doesn't mean that, you know, we know all of the things that lead up to it. And that's true. It's like, you know, I know plenty of people who I think believe in evolution but are also religious. And I don't think that that's a, you know, I don't think that that's a deal breaker for a lot of people, but it's a deal breaker for Ham because Ham is a creationist.
Yep.
And the thing is the other people will allot for the findings of science and say, okay, well, we don't know what the first thing is, but we know what, you know, what came after it. So people will say, okay, well, God did evolution, but he didn't, you know, he started evolution, but you know, that's how it all went about. But it was God who started it. It's like, okay, well, fucking who cares who started it? It's fucking, it happened. But with Ham, it's like, well, there was fucking no evolution. Okay, well, now fucking what do I do? You can't explain anything in your worldview by using the Bible anymore. You just can't.
Who picks a fight with fucking a 93-year-old astronaut about the age of the universe? What are you talking about?
Like,
what is the gain?
Wasn't there a guy who like Buzz Aldrin punched in the mouth?
Dude, he fucking knocked that dude right in the jaw. Yeah, somebody came up to him and was like, you're a coward. You didn't really go to the moon. And fucking Buzz just, it's the greatest video in all the history of video. He fucking knocks that dude right in the face. It's terrific.
I want to see John Glenn knock out Ken Ham.
A 93-year-old man. Fucking, you've seen the Buzz video, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I'll watch it.
Dude, it's so great. Can you imagine being Buzz Aldrin for a second? And like, there was a time in your life where space missions were not the sort of quasi-routine thing that they are now. You climbed into this vehicle. You have no idea if it's going to work. They light this fucking rocket fuel on fire. They jet you off the planet. You land on the moon and you return, and fucking 30 years later, some motherfucker says you didn't do it and calls you a coward.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He just fucking does the only conceivable thing and he just fucking slugs the dude. It's the greatest video.
Says it must be male and female. It must be opposite of one another. Everything in the universe testifies against the Sodomites and against the Sodomite gospel and against the Sodomite Bible.
So this story comes from the new civil rights movement. Pastor tells graduating high school seniors they'll go to hell if they're gay. North Carolina pastor said that he just had to share the biblical truth with a public high school seniors at a graduation event during which he was invited to speak. Who invited this guy to speak?
Okay, I can tell you that, Tom. Here, let me tell you.
All right.
In the actual article, it says, WBTV reports Cleveland County Schools, a public school district of 29 schools, says they had no part in the selection of the speakers, which was left up to religious leaders in the community.
How? With the why now? Would that happen? What? The school's just like, I don't know, man. What? Fucking 29 schools in this fucking district. I guess somebody maybe should vet the speakers. Now, fuck it. We'll leave it up to the religious community because they'll do a bang-up job of inviting some dude to fucking spew his fucking hate-filled vitriolic nonsense at everybody. Like, what the fuck, man?
You know, and here's the thing that drives me crazy about this guy. He says, nobody got bashed or anything. All I did was simply speak the biblical truth.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody got bashed. And he's like, I'm not against anybody. You're like, fucking dude, you're going to tell people they're going to be tortured in a pit of fucking torture for all of eternity? But that's not against anyone? That's not bashing anyone?
Right. You know, and I know the defense of this fucking kind of nonsense would be like, hey, I'm telling them to save them. You know, it's like the seatbelt message, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. It's like, I think part of them, their get out of fucking responsibility free card for them to spew this kind of hateful shit is they're just like, hey, man, look, it's like telling people to wear their seatbelt, right? Like, you got to wear a seatbelt. It's safer. If you don't wear your seatbelt and you get in an accident, you can fucking really hurt, right? So all I'm out there is just speaking the truth that seatbelts save lives. I'm trying to save souls. It's a fucking analogous thing. The difference is that fucking seatbelts are real. And so are car accidents. And the rest of this is just some fucking made-up garbage that scares the ever-loving shit out of people. That causes people to say, like, well, if because you know, people don't necessarily go down this path directly, but the implication is very clear that if God is good and God looks at that guy over there and says, I am benevolent and kind and good, and you are so bad that you deserve to be tortured for all of eternity. And if God, who is benevolent and good, feels that way about fucking Jim over there, then I can treat Jim like shit too.
Sure.
And
however you want.
We can treat Jim as horribly as we want. We can hate him. We can marginalize him. We can beat on him. We can take out all our fucking angsty teenage aggressions on this fucking guy because he's so deplorable that even the benevolent love of God is not enough to save his soul. That's the fucking subtext that's in that fucking, well, I'm not bashing anybody. No, but this is why fucking gay bashing happens.
Right, because you're giving it a fucking license to.